precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold
through the eyes of a child. From Orrin Barney's journal. I, Orrin Barney, was born August 27, 1916, to Afton Barney and Lily Nielsen Barney in Escalante, Utah. I was born in the Escalante Desert on a homestead. That's a piece of land that the government could let you have deeded to you if you could raise crops of hay or corn and have stock cattle and sheep herds. The cabin father and mother had built was a 10-foot by 12-foot shack with one window and one door. The homestead I was born on is 8 miles from Escalante by riding a horse or a team of horses and a wagon. We had no car or truck. My mother was pregnant with me. She told me years after I was old enough to understand what a hard time she had. My mother was picking corn when she had me. She said that her water broke and it wasn't long before I was born. She said she looked down between her legs and got a hold and cleaned me up as best she could. And then she told me she laid me on her right leg. She told me when she looked at me, all she could see was my big eyes looking all around. She also told me she was scared, for she was all alone. She said my father was in Escalante helping my grandfather put up hay crops. She told me August was a bad time for flies. She covered me part of the time to keep the insects off from me. She told me that she prayed for help to come. She said she looked up at the window and seen a man looking in. His name was Joe Friedens, and he was a sheep herder. He was coming from the sheep herd to go to Escalante to get some supplies for a sheep camp that he was on in the desert. When she seen him, she yelled at him to come in. She told me he came to the door. She asked him to ride to Escalante as fast as he could, and he said he would. He had to ride his horse as fast as he could. He had to ride through town, cross the Escalante rivers, to my grandfather's ranch. He got in touch with my father. He had to go to town and find the midwife. Her name was Susan Heaps. My dad borrowed a team of horses and a wagon and then headed back to the homestead. She said she got so hot in that cabin that on that day she prayed for my dad to come. She told me that she had no water to drink and nothing to eat. The water barrel was outside of the cabin in them days. We had to haul our water from town in barrels. My mom told me she laid on her back for 7 hours before my dad and the midwife came to help me and my mother. The midwife separated us from each other. I think the midwife must have cut my belly button cord too short because it had what you call a wind rupture.
And old home scenes of my childhood in fond memories.